This is a huge week for Canadian Mennonite University. The students have more or less settled in, and this is Homecoming Week, a weekend celebration that will include the presentation of the annual CMU Blazer Awards.
This week also marks the announcement of the CMU Redicop School of Business Social Entrepreneur of the Year. Sarah Smith, founder of Sarah's Hope Jewelry, was announced yesterday as the CMU Redicop School of Business Social Entrepreneur in Residence.
Sarah's Hope is a jewelry company and was begun with the intent of featuring nonprofit organizations funding those that assist women entrepreneurs. Our conversation began yesterday with an explanation from Sarah, why jewelry?
I started the company specifically to help women come up out of poverty through small business microloans, and the original intention was to be international. So when I started the company, that's what we did. And then about a year or two into it, we started supporting domestically as well to fund scholarships for women to go through a 13-week training program, business training program, to learn how to start and grow their own businesses.
You made reference to the international part from what you shared here. Sounds like that's some of the most rewarding aspect of your business and most challenging.
Yeah, working with the international microloan recipients is just, that's been a lovely part of the, as well as our domestic women, because I try to meet each person in the line that we design a piece of jewelry after, and it's their stories that we tell. So each piece is inspired by one of these women's stories. Then when we manufacture the jewelry, we manufacture internationally. So it's in our factories and working with an international supply chain.
You're spending your week here at Canadian Mennonite University, and you said this is a place which provides a unique perspective, a unique connection.
Yes, very much so. What we find so unique about CMU is the fact that they have a business school within a theological context and setting, and that is truly a unique perspective for a business school, because it allows the underpinnings of faith to permeate the business curriculum, and it produces a different type of leader.
How does it impact your relations? Or I know that you're asked to speak to other students as well, or other people, and how does it impact your connection with them, or what you say to them?
In terms of my own underpinnings, just that faith permeates why we do business. I mean, the reason we run Sarah's Hope Jewelry is specifically out of a commitment to faith, and how can you combine faith and business to make local and global differences? And I say that if we are not alleviating human need in some capacity, then I have no business of being in business.
The financial page has every day referred to profits and loss, and we have a tendency to keep score on the profit part. You said it's much more than that, especially the way you try to run your place.
Right, yeah, we try to not work off a single bottom line, which typically is a profit margin. It's a profit and loss calculation. Instead, we try to say we run off a quadruple bottom line. So are we making social, economic, spiritual differences in people's lives, as well as ecologically? How are we treating, as stewards of God's creation, how is our business respecting the creation? Are we using good practices? Are we being good business people beyond just how much money you make?
Good concept. I like that. Sarah will be in Manitoba all week, visiting classes and interacting with students. And we are all invited to the CMU chapel this morning to hear Sarah share her life story.
Well, that will be at 11:30. Sarah will also be part of Friday night's Blazer Awards and will also be hosted by Independent Jewelers for a Thursday lunch presentation. And that's in partnership with MEDA.